the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And let's do this. Another night of high school basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Salmon from Frankfort High School as we bring you sub-state semifinal action, a double dip in Class 1A Division 1 as the boys' semifinals take place here at Frankfort tonight. The top four seeds are here vying for a spot in the state tournament next week in Dodge City. And our first matchup will feature the one-seed Lions out of Care Parabel out of Topeka against the four-seed Centralia Panthers, and the nightcap will be the two-seed Frankfort Wildcats on their home floor, taking on TBO foe, the three-seed in the Troy Trojans. Thank you so much for tuning in. The girls' semifinal games we'll have for you tomorrow night, and of course we'll have both championship games on Saturday night. So, sub-state basketball is here, the hype is real, and everything means more now. If you win, you move on, and lose, your season is done. Broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Well, let's get you set for our first contest tonight against with these two teams facing off. Again, the top seed, Care Parabel, the Lions out of Topeka. 14 wins and 4 losses as they'll take on Centralia. They come in at 12-9. Panthers got to this game by knocking off Donovan West last week in the quarterfinals, 57-38, and Care Parabel being the top seed, getting a bye to the semifinals here tonight. Again, the Lions are 14-4. They have won 3 straight coming into this one. The Panthers 3-3 in their last 6. Of course, it's been a little bit of a dip since the start of the season where they went 8-2 through the first 10, won the TBL tournament, been playing about 500 ball since, but everything you got to wipe out the window with it being sub-state basketball here tonight. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this first one. And we'll start with the top seed, Care Parabel. The Lions at 14-4. Their head coach is Mike Malloy. And they will go like this. Ethan Everhart is a 6-foot senior guard at over 8 points and nearly 3 rebounds per game. Down low is Zachary Clark, a 6'4 senior, the leading scorer at 18 points per game. He also tallies 5 rebounds a contest. Carter Bryan also in the backcourt, a 6'1 senior at 7.5 points per game. Levi Will also in the backcourt, a 5'10 senior guard at just under 4 points per game. And Noah Hastert, the 6'6 senior, who is a stuffer of the stat sheet at 16 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists per game. He also tallied 2 blocks and 2 steals a contest. He is a possible difference maker here tonight. So again, for Mike Malloy and Care Parabel, it's Everhart, Clark, Brian Will, and Hastert. For Cole Aldifer and Centralia tonight, they'll go like this. Trenton Talley is the 6-foot junior, averaging 10 points per game. Colton Weir, the 6-foot senior, averaging 6 points per game. The leading scorer is Presley Bowers, the 6'2 senior, averaging just over 12 points and nearly 8 rebounds a contest. Marshall Tanking, the 5'8 senior guard, at just under 4 points per game. And Brock Leinecke, the 6-foot junior post, averaging 6.5 points and nearly 6 rebounds per contest. So again, for the Panthers and head coach Cole Aldifer, it is Tally, Weir, Bowers, Tanking, and Leinecke. They're announcing the starting lineups right now. We'll have the national anthem between ball games here tonight. Care Parabel will be in their all-white home uniforms. Centralia rocking the home black, or the road blacks, I should say, being the lower seed in this one here tonight. Packs on one side, of course, the Centralia faithful showing out large, as they always do, and a good showing for Care Parabel here as well. We expect good crowds for both games here tonight. And again, this should be 2 fantastic ball games. Of course, the nightcap, once again, Frankfort and Troy. Those two split their regular season meeting, and they'll have a trilogy here tonight with an advancement to the sub-state championship game on the line. This Lions team out of Care Parabel, they can certainly score it. They average 67 points per game. They hit 48% of their shots. And again, 3 straight wins over Bishop Seabury twice, and then sandwiched in between there, a victory against Maranatha Christian Academy. And all 3 of those games, they scored 69, 72, and 70. Centralia coming off the win over D West in the quarterfinals last week, 57-38. Prior to that was the regular season finale when they lost a tough one at Axel, 49-45. And again, the Panthers, after an 8-2 start, kind of took a dip in the latter portion of the season. They're 3-3 in their last six games. So again, we're just moments away from the opening tip. Want to thank, of course, everyone listening tonight, whether you're on the air at 92.1 KMZA, linked up online as well, MSCSports.net. We appreciate you for joining us here for what should be some great basketball here in Class 1A, Division 1. Of course, other games across our airwaves on 103.9 KMZA. They will be at the Silver Lake Substate. Two good games there tonight as well. Royal Valley against Marysville, and Sabetha also taking on Nemaha Central. And our sister station, Care 93.7, they have the Valley Falls Substate with girls games tonight. Those semifinals will be Riverside against Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North taking on ACCHS. So again, great stuff here in the next few days. We got it all covered for you here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Care Paravel in the first half will go from right to left. Centralia from left to right. It'll be Presley Bowers jumping against Noah Haster. And the crowd is getting rowdy. Centralia fans certainly getting loud for this one. The whistle is blown. Some state basketball semifinals are underway right now. The tip is up in the air. Tipped a couple of times into the backcourt. The Lions of Care Paravel have it. It's Carter Bryan. They get it right side to Everhart in the corner. Right back to Bryan. They want to go to Hastert inside. He's guarded by Bowers. Trying to work on the block. Shot is up, and a shot is good. Noah Hastert, the 6'6 senior, using his post dominance on Presley Bowers to give the Lions a 2-0 lead 20 seconds in. Panthers have their first offensive possession of the game. It's Presley Bowers trying to drive on Hastert. Had it knocked away. Tip. Colton Weir tried to dive on it. Now we get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called against Care Paravel. I believe they get this one on Levi Will, the senior guard. And they do, and that's the first foul of the game. Trenton Sally will throw it in. Second leading scorer for the Panthers. Left side of his own backboard. Throws it in over the top into the backcourt to Presley Bowers. Now Sally gets it back. Left side on the wing. Dribbles towards the center circle. Picks it up there. Looking for Weir right side. He has it deep right on the wing. Ball fakes, drives to the free throw line, kicks to Tally, a left corner three, a little strong, no good, and Hastert the rebound for Care Paravel. They quickly push it up the floor. Here's Carter Bryan, back to Hastert. They leave him open for three, a little strong, tips into the backcourt. Hastert has his own rebound. Second opportunity here for the Lions. Hastert, top of the circle, looking for a bounce pass inside. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Colton Weir. Here comes Centralia, down 2-0. Weir wants to drive. He goes all the way. Shot is blocked out of bounds. And it will stay here with Centralia. Down 2-0. 6:48 left here in the first quarter. Here's Tally to throw it in. Once again, left side of his own backboard, trying to dump it into Reinicke, but it's not there. Instead, a lazy pass. It's intercepted into the backcourt, and then a whistle and a foul against Centralia. Not quite what you want there on that inbounds play. And it's the first foul against the Panthers, and it goes against Marshall Tanking. 2-0 Care Paravel. Still early portions of the first. Lions get it back. Here's Zachary Clark, the 6'4 senior, the leading scorer at 18 points per game. They do a little three-man move at the top. Here's Everhart. Left side, it goes to Bryan. Bryan now working towards the center circle. Kicks it back to Hastert at the elbow. Over the top to Bryan inside, working on tanking. Knocked away in a steal. First turnover by the Lions. Panthers chance to tire, take the lead. Trailing 2-0. Not quite 2 minutes in. Here is Weir, right side. They go inside to Bowers, working on Hastert. And Hastert with a big block. And then it's tipped into the backcourt. And it's picked up here by Carter Bryan. Bryan works it up the floor, kicks it right side. This is Clark. He'll spin, a lot of contact, and an offensive foul. Zachary Clark, the 6'4 senior, the offensive foul. Second turnover by Care Paravel. And Centralia gets it back. 6:06 left first quarter, still trailing 2-0. Game is certainly physical here early. And here comes Trenton Sally. Walks it across the timeline now. Goes between the legs and takes it left side on the wing. Picks it up there, bouncing it to Presley Bowers at the top of the key. Reinicke at the free throw line. Little jab step. Fake, kicks it out. Colton Weir thought about a three, turns it down. Now wants to step back and fire from 19. Well off, no good, and a rebound for Hastert. His third rebound already. Lobs the pass, tipped in the air, intercepted by Trenton Cowley, a third turnover by Care Parabell. Cowley all the way, layup, no good, but a foul. And a chance for Centurion to get their first points at 5:35 left here in the opening period. Trenton Cowley will shoot two. The foul is on Levi Will, and that's his second. I think we'll get our first sub of the game. Simon Everhart, the 6'1 sophomore, set to check in. As Trenton Cowley, a very good free throw shooter, at 74% on the year. First one up, first one good. And Centurion on the board. They trail 2-1. As Levi Will is out with two fouls, and Simon Everhart checks in. Cowley to try to tie it up. And he does. We're tied at 2 at 5:33 to go here in the first. Here is Ethan Everhart. Of course, his brother Simon on the floor with him. Pull-up Jay is off the rim, no good. Hastert a rebound, but they're going to give him for a foul as he goes over the back. So Noah Hastert picked up his first, team foul number 3. And Centralia gets it back at 5:22 left in the quarter and a 2-2 tie. Centralia an opportunity to take their first lead. Here's Marshall tanking right side up top. It goes to Reinicke. Dribbles once to his left, bouncing it to Weir. Presley Bowers now top of the key, looking for a cutter. It's not there. Wants to drive in. Beautiful pass to Colton Weir. And Centralia takes the lead at 4-2, 3 minutes in. Bowers with a beautiful feed and a dime there to Colton Weir. They want to go inside, knocked away. Everhart has it. Now to the top of the key to Carter Bryant. Another lazy pass, and this one's taken away. Reinicke wants to push. 3-on-2, sidestep, layup, short, no good. Rebound for Hastert. Taking it up the floor quickly, reverse layup. Off the rim, no good, and a rebound for Trenton Cowley. Fast pace between these two. Here's Presley Bowers, drives to the block, kicks to Reinicke. They want to go back top of the key. Now it's Marshall tanking left side on the wing. Bowers inside on the block. Shot is up and the shot is good. Presley Bowers with the bucket. And it's a 6-2 Centralia lead. Not quite the halfway point here in the opening quarter. Hastert on the block. Finds a cutting teammate. Layup no good, but a whistle and a foul. And Carter Bryan's going to shoot two. Stops the clock at 4:11. And the foul's on Trenton Cowley, his first, team third. And this will be the 6'1 senior, Carter Bryan, to shoot two. He is a 65% free throw shooter, averaging over 7 points per game. He rattles home the first. And that's his first point tonight. Makes it 6-3 Centralia as Ethan McNally checks in for the Panthers. Also, Rafe Osterhaus, the senior. A couple new bodies in for the Panthers. Bryan seconds, gets a couple nice touches off the rim and falls through. So he goes 2-for-2, has 2. And the lead is 2 for Centralia. 6-4 as we're coming up on the halfway point here in the first. Winner moves on to the sub-state title game Saturday night. Here's Osterhaus's first touch. High right on the wing. Works it back to the top of the key. Picks it up there. Hands it off to McNally, spinning around him. He's in between the rings out high. Picks up the dribble. He's guarded by Simon Everhart. And then Bowers had it knocked away into the backcourt, but able to get it back. Diving down the middle. Kicks it right side to Osterhaus. Little floater, short. Battle for the rebound inside of McNally. And he'll go to the line to shoot two after the nice offensive rebound. The 6'1 senior, he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Team foul number 5. As they get this one on Carter Bryan, that's his first, team 5th. And Ethan McNally will shoot two. And the first one too strong. He has struggled from the line this year, just 44%. Centralia's lead is 6-4, 3:38 left here in the first. Largest lead has been 4. Second by McNally, he gets that one to go. Centralia now 3-for-4 at the line. 7-4 Centralia, 3:35 clock moving first quarter. Here's Hastert working around the arc from left to right, gets it left side to Bryan, skips it over to Simon Everhart, who kicks it back to Hastert. Spins in the lane, shot is up, no good, and it's tipped back up and in by Hastert. Through three black jerseys, gets it up and in. He's got 4 points and 5 rebounds here in the first quarter, and the lead for Centralia trimmed to 1. Nice over-the-top pass, Presley Bowers from Osterhaus for 2. Beautiful find, and Bowers now with four, lead back to three at 9-6. 3 minutes left here in the first. They want Hastert again over the top, doubled by Reinicke and Bowers, and doesn't matter. Hastert for two, he's got six. 9-8, Centralia lead back to one. 3:45 left here in the first. Here's McNally, right side on the wing, man-to-man defense. All quarter so far here for Camp Paravel. Here's Bowers inside, and the layup is good. What a start for Presley Bowers. He's got six. And we exchange buckets here in the last few possessions. Centralia back to a three-point lead. They want Hastert at the elbow. Dives inside, a floater, short. Battle for the rebound, collected by Osterhaus for Centralia. Osterhaus wants to bring it up the floor himself. Far sideline, 2:13 and counting here in the quarter. And there's a travel by Osterhaus on the elbow. Second turnover by Centralia. As Colton Weir is going to check in here for Brock Reinicke. 2:10 left, first period. 11-8 our score. Panthers lead it by three. We get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. Care Paravel will burn their first timeout at 2:10 left here in the first. Centralia leading the top seed Lions 11-8. Again, our game brought to you by Peruzzo College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. Taking a look at the other TVL teams in action in a sub-state semifinal tonight at Clifton Clyde. You get Solomon taking on Washington County, also the top seed Clifton Clyde. They will get Lincoln, and then the Division II semifinals at Axtell. Top seed, defending state champs Hanover. They will battle Southern Cloud, and then Axtell on their home floor gets Wetmore. As the other TVL teams in sub-state semifinal action tonight. Out of the timeout, the Lions have the ball down three, 11-8, with 2:10 left here in the first. The leading scorer, Zachary Clark, at 18 points per game, brings it up the floor far sideline. He has not scored yet here tonight. Takes it from the right wing, shovels it off left wing to Bryan. He'll dive, layup good with the left hand. Nicely done for Carter Bryan. He's got four. Centralia lead trim back to one at 11-10. Now we're under 2 minutes left here in the first. Here's Talley, hands it high left here to Ethan McNally. Far side to Presley Bowers, closed out by Hastert. Nice jab step, had it knocked away in a turnover. Here come the Lions up the floor. Simon Eberhardt missed the layup inside, and Osterhaus the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul against Simon Eberhardt. That's what you call a frustration foul. And Eberhardt picks up his first team foul, number six of the rest of the half. Centralia is going to be in the bonus. As the fouls are starting to pile up, Centralia has only committed three fouls here in the first quarter and six already against Care Paravel. 1 point Centralia lead. Trenton Talley dives in, kicks it to Weir left corner, dribbles towards the wing, looking for a cutting McNally, finds him layup good. Beautifully done. Ethan McNally has three. 13-10 Centralia. 1:15 left here in the first. Hastert spins. Should have been a travel. There's a late whistle and the travel is called. Five turnovers by Care Paravel here in the first. Clock is at 1:12. Centralia getting it back in a three-point lead at 13-10. Here's Talley, top of the circle. Gets a Presley Bowers screen. Now Bowers gets it. Free throw line extended right. Now Osterhaus in the right corner. Has the dribble. Now Bowers back to Osterhaus. He dives. Shot is up. Shot is blocked. And a rebound for Ethan Eberhardt. Here come the Lions down three with 50 seconds left in the quarter. Here's a floater from the right wing. That's no good. Battle for the rebound being chased into the corner. It gets knocked out of bounds. No signal yet. And it's Centralia basketball. And we got a Care Paravel player down underneath. And it's Carter Bryan, the senior, but now he's on his feet. And they're going to bring Bryan off the floor. Might have just got the wind knocked out of him as Ty Gotzert, a 6'4 sophomore, has checked in for him. First action for Gotzert tonight. So 43 seconds left here in the quarter. Centralia's lead is 13-10. Let's see if they want to play for the final shot here in the quarter. Here's Cole Weir, high left, just a couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe. A right side pass to Bowers. They get it back to Talley, high left. Now Weir coming here to the right side. Down to 27 seconds to work. They get it to Bowers at the free throw line. Turning facing on Hastert. Nothing there. Back to Osterhaus, high right. Steps through a screen and fires a three off the heel, too strong. Bowers able to chase it down in the corner. 14 seconds, and Colton Weir slips through and gets a layup. Colton Weir with four, 15-10, largest lead for Centralia. Here's Zachary Clark driving with 6 seconds to go, a whistle and a foul. And they will get this one on Osterhaus as first. Centralia team foul number four, so 6.5 seconds left here in the quarter. Lions will have it, throwing it in. From the near sideline, down 5 at 15-10. Good first quarter here for the Panthers. They get it into Clark. 3 seconds. Trying to step back, had it knocked away. Difficult shot is short, and that's the end of the first quarter. What a start for the Panthers here in Frankfurt as they lose the top seed Lions of Pierre Paravel. 15-10. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Here we go. Start of the second quarter. Centralia with it with a 5-point lead. At 15-10, leading the top seed Lions of Pierre Paravel here in the sub-state semifinals. Here's Trenton Talley at the elbow, kicks it left side to Reinicke in the corner, back to Talley, high left. They go to Osterhaus now, left corner in front of the back side of the Centralia faithful. Osterhaus inside to Reinicke, guarded by Haster, turns, trying to ball fake, kicks it back out to Osterhaus, wants to drive baseline, good kick to Reinicke. Reinicke hop steps, layup, blocked by Haster. But Reinicke able to get his own miss. Now Talley open for three, it's too strong, got up for the rebound underneath, knocks out of bounds. And it will be Pierre Paravel ball, last touch by Reinicke. Talley was wide open on the right wing for three, just left it a little bit too strong. And the Lions avoid one there, and they'll get it back. Down 5 at 15-10, 40 seconds into the second quarter. Here's Zachary Clark, a little step back, Jay. That is too strong off the heel. Battle for a rebound, and Gossard has it. Second chance here for the Lions on this possession. Gossard nearly turned it over, but gets it back top of the key to Carter Bryant. Haster has it high right. Dribbles left, hands it off to Clark. Clark wants to get all the way inside. Floater, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. Back to Centralia it goes. 1:04 gone by, second quarter. Centralia with it with a 15-10 lead. Wesley Bowers, the leading scorer, with six. Colton Weir has four. Here's Reinicke, right side on the wing, dribbling towards the top of the key, looking for McNally on a backdoor cut, tipped out of bounds. So Centralia will throw it in underneath. Sally looking at Cole Aldifer, the head coach, to get the play call. Man-to-man defense here by the Lions. They've been in man-to-man the entire time. Sally gets it to tanking inside. Shot is up, and the shot is good through some contact. Marshall tanking with a dive and a bucket. 17-10, largest lead here for Centralia at 7. Here's Zachary Clark, the leading scorer, right side in the corner. High right, it goes to Haster. Now Clark, back in the corner. Triple on the way. That's good. Zachary Clark from downtown, and the leading scorer finally on the board for the Lions. 17-13, our score. Centralia by 4. Not quite 2 minutes into the second. Marshall tanking to Osterhaus, left side on the wing. Reinicke gets knocked down, no call. Osterhaus pulls up from 10. That is short. And a rebound for Pierre Paravel. Hastert has his sixth rebound of the ballgame. Here is Gossard. Drives in, looking for Clark. Had it knocked away by McNally. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Care Faribault. Good hustle by Ethan McNally for Centralia. Cole Weirs and Presley Ballard is going to check in for McNally and Osterhaus. And we're just south of 6 minutes to go until halftime. 17-13, Centralia by four. Here's Care Faribault with it. Zachary Clark pulls up from 18, well short, but an offensive rebound. Stick back is good by Ethan Everhart. Count it, and the foul. A big and one gets it to a two-point game. The Centralia foul on Presley Bowers, his first, team fifth. So Ethan Everhart, 6 foot senior, his first bucket. A very good free-throw shooter at 83% on the year. We'll try to get it to a one-point game. And he does. 3 points now for Ethan Everhart. 17-16, Centralia's lead trimmed to one. They just had a 17-10 lead, but the Lions have scored the last six. Here's Marshall tanking right side. Here's Weir diving in towards the block inside. Kicks it back out on the wing here to Bowers. He curls into the paint. Kicks it to tanking. Deep three. Short. Rebound Care Faribault and a whistle and a foul. Gossard got the rebound, and the Centralia foul on Trenton Talley. That's going to be his second, or correction, that is now the third foul on Trenton Talley. That's a big foul, so he's going to come out. Ethan McNally is right back in. Both teams with 16 fouls, so we got free throws the rest of the half. We're at 5:25 and counting here in the second quarter. Everhart kicks it left side. This is Gossard, Hasser to Clark. Wide open for three in the corner. Short. McNally the rebound for Centralia. Gets it up the floor. Presley Bowers and blocked from behind by Hasser. And he won it all ball. And I think you could argue either side, but Hasser's going to pick up his second foul. And Bowers will go to the line to shoot two. Presley Bowers, 53% at the stripe on the year. 6 points tonight with a rebound. 17-16, Centralia by one. Bowers first. It is good. He's got seven to lead all scores. Here comes Evan Will, the 6 foot sophomore. First minute tonight for him for the Lions. Bowers trying to get it back to a 3-point lead. Free throw up. Off the heel, too strong. And a rebound for Care Faribault. Gossard has his third rebound. Clark gets up the floor. They're going to get an offensive foul on Zachary Clark, who's driving to the bucket. That's his second foul. And the sixth turnover by the Lions. And it looks like they're going to bring in a sub next dead ball. He's trying to tell his coaching staff that he doesn't want to come out with two fouls, but a very valuable piece at 18 points per game. You want to conserve those fouls. Centralia by two with the ball under 5 minutes left here in the second. Here's McNally, top of the key, hands it off here to Colton Weir. Dives in the lane, stops at the free throw line, shuffles the feet, and it's a travel. Four turnovers now by Centralia, so the Lions will get it back down two at 4:46 left here in the first half. See how long Zachary Clark sits with the two fouls. Here's Carter Bryan up the floor near sideline, stops on the left wing, gets a high ball screen, dives, kicks it right corner to Ethan Everhart, who's looking left side, lost out of bounds, and a turnover. Now seven first half turnovers here by Kip Faribault. Now Centralia gets it back, still with a 2-point lead at 18-16, not quite halfway into the second quarter. Trenton Talley across the timeline. Right side pass on the wing. It goes to Weir. Couple waist high. Dribbles with the left hand. Picks it up. Now Reinicke inside on the block. Spins. Turns. Facing the basket. Kicks it out to tanking. Gets it back to Weir. Presley Bowers now in the corner. Dribbling towards the inside. Bouncing it to Weir inside. And it's good. Bowers. So Colton Weir, who now has six. And the lead is four. 20-16 Centralia coming up on the halfway point here in the quarter. Into the right corner with Ethan Everhart and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. So free throws are going to be coming up here for the Lions as they get Presley Bowers with his second foul. Team foul number seven. Osterhaus is going to check in. It is a 1-1, so checking to see who's shooting these free throws for the Lions. But first, we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 3:58 until halftime. A good one here. Centralia with a 4-point lead at 20-16. Again, our game tonight brought to you by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. For more information, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Appreciate all the listeners out there, whether you're driving along and listening on 92.1 or sitting at home on the comfy couch and tuned in on MSCSports.net or MSCSports.net. Of course, we're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Out of the timeout, this is going to be Evan Will, the sophomore, that will shoot the 1-1 here for the Lions. They trail by 4 at under 4 minutes to go here until halftime. He is a 58% free throw shooter, the sophomore at 6 points per game. He misses the free throw and a rebound for Centralia. Reinicke has it. Left side pass into the front court to Colton Weir. Dribbles towards the top of the key. Now to the right side to McNally. Reinicke inside, short corner. Now looking for a cutting McNally. Layup is good. Beautiful basketball there by the Panthers. 5 now for McNally. And a 6-point lead at 22-16 for Centralia. Largest lead is in 7. Here's Gossard with it, bouncing it into the right corner. Looking inside, good kick left side. It's Will for 3. Got it. Evan Will with his first bucket of the game, his 11th three of the season. Makes it 22-19 Centralia. 3:14 left here in the first half. Reinicke left side, spinning, driving. Shot is up, no good. Rebound care Paravel. They want to push it up the floor quickly. Layup good in transition. Ethan Everhart now with 5, and just like that, it's a 1-point game at 22-21. 5 quick points here by the Lions. Osterhout, top of the key. Right side to Reinicke in the corner. Dribbles towards the wing, now towards top of the key. Gets McNally on a curl. Pulls up for 3, too strong. Reinicke chasing it down in the corner. And then a whistle and a foul is going to send Reinicke to the free throw line for a 1-1. See, this foul is on. They will get Ty Gossard, the sophomore, with his first. And a sub in for Centralia. This is going to be Reese Tanking, 6'1 sophomore, getting his first minutes tonight. So Reinicke at the line certainly struggled at that aspect, just 39%, and he misses that. But Osterhout gets the rebound. That one is no good, and a whistle and a foul is going to send Evan Will back to the line. So Osterhout had the offensive rebound off the miss and had a shot, left it short. And then they get Osterhout over the back for his second foul, team foul number 8. So Evan Will back to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Chance to give his team the lead with a couple of free throws here. And he ties it here and makes the first. And he's got 4, 22-22 tie, 2:40 left here until halftime. Lions looking for the lead. Got it. So a 2-for-2 trip there by Evan Will gives him 5 points here in the first half, and the Lions have retaken the lead at 23-22. Reese Tanking left side on the wing. Long pass to Weir, top of the key. Kicks it inside to Reinicke. Lost it in a steal. Turnover. And then Pierre Parabell trying to get it up the floor, and it's taken away by Centralia. Here's Weir diving to the floor to whistle and a foul. And Colton Weir is bleeding under his right eye. And he is supposed to be shooting these free throws. Weir has to come off the floor here. The foul is on Gossard. That's his second. So we'll see what they do here. So a little pause in the action as they work under the right eye here of Colton Weir. See if they can stop the bleeding and get him to the free throw line. Again, mentioned Gossard the foul. That's the 10th team foul. So we're going to have a new shooter at the line as Weir is going to need a little bit of time to get that cut to stop bleeding. So it's going to be Paxton Bowers, the sophomore. He will shoot the two free throws. His first minutes tonight, fresh off the bench. The first free throw is up and good. We're tied at 23. As Levi Will, the senior, back into the game, replacing Ty Gossard. Bowers a chance to give his team the lead back. This one's strong, no good, and a rebound for Care Parabell. 23-23 tie coming up on 2 minutes left here until halftime. This has been a good one. Here's Ethan Everhart, drives baseline, left him three, and the layup is good. Ethan Everhart with seven, all here in the second quarter. And it's a 25-23 Care Parabell lead, and under 2 minutes left here until halftime. Taking pass into the backcourt, and that is a turnover. Six turnovers now by Centralia, the third of the quarter. McNally's going to check in for Marshall tanking. So the Lions get it back with a 25-23 lead at 1:49 left here in the half. Here is Carter Bryant working on Reineke. Picks it up at the elbow. Here's Will, a drive, lost it in the air, and a steal by Osterhout. Here's Paxton Bowers looking for Reineke inside. That one tipped away in a steal. Here's Evi Will up the floor. Count it there, the foul. In transition, Evan Will, the 6 foot sophomore, chance at a 3-point play. The Lions lead is up to four. And McNally picked up the foul. That is his first, team foul number 9. 91 seconds until halftime. The Lions now with a 4-point lead at 27-23, can make it 5 if Will can knock in the free throw and connect on a 3-point play. He misses the free throw, battle for the rebound. It's ripped away by Reese tanking. There's still a 4-point Care Parabell lead and under 90 seconds left here in the first half. Osterhaus to McNally, left side on the wing, dribbling towards the center circle. Right side to Paxton Bowers. Bowers now bouncing it high left here to Osterhaus. He's guarded heavily by Simon Everhart. Osterhaus spinning away for some pressure. Bouncing it inside. Extra pass to Reineke. Lost it on the floor. Body fits the deck and a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Care Parabell. Down to a minute 3 until halftime. 27-23, Care Parabell by 4 with the ball. That's Colton Weir. It's good to see him back in the game. They've got the cut under the eye taken care of. And Weir is back into the game. So let's see how Care Parabell wants to play the final minutes here in the second quarter with a 4-point lead. Here's Everhart. Drives, takes it all the way. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Centralia. So a quick one and done there. Weir to Paxton Bowers. And they get Colton Weir with a travel here on the right wing. 9 turnovers here in the first half by Centralia. 6 of them here in the second quarter. 27-23 Lions. 48 seconds left here in the first half. This is Carter Bryan between the rings out high. Hands it off to Levi Will. Kicks it right side to Simon Everhart. Drives, floater, but an offensive foul as Osterhout took the brunt of the heat. And Levi Will, for correction, Simon Everhart's going to pick up this foul. That is his second. And now Centralia getting it back down 4. 37 seconds left here in the second. Colton Weir, far sideline up the floor. Holds up 2 for the play call. Dribbles near side. Paxton Bowers now has it on the wing. Osterhaus on the block. Floater. Too strong. Battle for the rebound. Ripped away by Reineke and a whistle. And they're going to get an offensive foul on Brock Reineke. Trying to create some separation, and Reineke picks up his first. Seen a handful of offensive fouls here in the first half. Down to 21 seconds to go. Now the Lions can certainly play for the final shot with a 4-point lead. Here's Brian. Ethan Everhart now high right. Works it towards the corner. Back on the wing. It goes to Levi Will. Gets it to Brian. 6 seconds to go. Shovels it to Will. Gets it up top. Evan Will into the corner. A 3. And that one gets in there. 4 bounces off the rim and it falls for Simon Everhart. And a huge shot for the Lions to get their largest lead into the half, which is 7. At the end of the first half, top seed Care Parabell 30, four seed Centralia 23. We'll step aside. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. A 7-point Care Parabell lead at the half. We're back to recap it in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Saltbomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Stahlbomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And halftime is here. First contest tonight in the sub-state semifinal. Here in Frankfort, Class 1A Division 1, top seed Care Parabell leading the 4-seed Centralia Panthers 30-23. And the big difference here in the first half was the second quarter. Centralia came out roaring in the opening minute and led by 5, 15-10 at the end of one. But Care Parabell with a 20-8 advantage in the second period give themselves a 30-23 halftime lead. It was a 4-point game, but they got a 3-ball at the buzzer to end the half, which gave them, again, a 7-point lead. And just balanced scoring across the board by both teams as we get you updated here on the scoring in the first half. And let's start with the Lions. They got 7 points apiece from Ethan Everhart and Evan Will. They got 6 from Noah Hastert. He also had 6 rebounds as well. They got 4 from Carter Bryan. They got 3 apiece as well from Simon Everhart and Zachary Clark. Presley Bowers, the leading scorer for Centralia. He has 7. Colton Weir has 6. Ethan McNally has 5. 2 from Trenton Talley. And also 2 from Marshall Tanking. And then 1 point from Paxton Bowers. Both teams with 9 turnovers. Both teams with 14 rebounds. Care Parabell was 5 of 7 at the line. Centralia was 5 of 8 at the line. Care Parabell 30, Centralia 23. More halftime coverage after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here from Frankfort as our halftime score. The sub-state semifinal between Care Paravel and Centralia. It's the top seed Lions from Care Paravel leading 30-23. Second game of our doubleheader will feature the 2 and 3 seeds as the Frankfort Wildcats at 15-6, taking on TVL foe Detroit Trojans, who come in at 14-7. These two split the regular season series. Frankfort won the first matchup in the third place game at the TVL tournament, 51-35. But Troy winning the second meeting just a few weeks ago. That game was at Troy. That was a 48-39 Trojans victory. So the trilogy tonight in front of the Frankfort crowd, and which should be a good one here tonight. Winner, of course, in this trilogy matchup will earn a trip to the sub-state championship game on Saturday night. But our first game has the second half coming up after this. Care Paravel 30, Centralia 23. 16 minutes left for a spot in the sub-state championship game. We're back in 2 minutes for the second half. Here in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our fantastic medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Dr. Tony Barkowski, Dr. Andy Stevie, Dr. Jared Snyder, Dr. Heather Myers, Lori Leger, Erica Winkler, Sherry Wessel, and Erica Bletcher for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty to their patients and our community, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go. Start of the second half. We'll switch sides of the floor. Centralia will now go from right to left. Lions from left to right. Top seed, Care Paravel, trying to fight off this scrappy Centralia team. They lead it by 7 at 30-23. As we're gearing up for the start of this second half, Frankfort and Troy, the latter portion of our doubleheader this evening. Two winners will face off Saturday night in the sub-state championship game. Great crowd on hand, expecting the same for the second game tonight. So we've still got 16 minutes, a 7-point Care Paravel lead. Centralia with the ball, and the second half is underway. Marshall tanking top of the key, gets it inside to Reinecke. Right back to tanking on the wing, up top to Weir. Now inside on the block, it's Presley Bowers. Turning and facing, now back against the wall, and he's called. Great double dribble. Not a good start for the Panthers. One possession, one turnover. That's their 10th turnover of the game. Now Care Paravel, their first opportunity with the ball in the second half and a 7-point lead. Here's Clark, the leading scorer. Gets it. Now works around a screen, spins inside, and he's going to be called for a travel. So both teams starting the second half with turnovers. Panthers get it back, not quite 30 seconds in. 30-23, Lions in front by 7. Here's Trenton Talley. A right side bounce pass to Reinecke on the wing, guarded by Hastert. Reinecke working towards the corner. Talley on a cut, gets underneath, kicks it to Tanking in the left corner. Now Weir thought about a three, gets it back to Tanking now, who fires a three, in and out, no good, and a rebound for Clark, clearing the way for Care Paravel. Care Paravel with the lead in their leading score with just 3 points in the first half. Here is Carter Bryan, left side to Clark. He's going to fire a three, got it. Zachary Clark from downtown, 2 threes and 6 points, and the largest lead of the game as Care Paravel has extended it to 10, early portions of the third at 33-23. Clark had some words for some of the Centralia students after that three-pointer. Here's Weir, kicked it to Talley, left corner, drives baseline, little floater, good off the window. Big bucket there for Trenton Talley, and he's got 4, 33-25, Lions by 8. Here's Carter Bryan, Hastert inside, working on Bauer. Shot is up and good. Noah Hastert now with 8. 35-25, Care Paravel. Not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter. Talley picks it up prematurely, high right, looking for somebody. Almost taken away, but Weir has it. Hands it off inside to Reinecke. Shot is up, no good. Tipped in the air, and a rebound for Ethan Eberhardt. Gets it up the floor. Haster down the middle. Little floater with the right hand. In and out, no good. And Trenton Talley, the rebound for Centralia. Now Talley wants to push it. Sees the lane. Drives in. Shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. And it's last set by Centralia, and the Lions will get it back. 35-25. Care Paravel by 10. 5:48 left here in the third. Here comes Clark. And it's knocked away, but Clark gets it back on the right wing. Spins on tanking. Layup blocked by Bowers off the window. With authority. Here's tanking up the floor. Bouncing it short corner right. Reinecke inside. Should have gone up for two and got away with a walk, but no call. Talley, a drive. 10-foot floater. Took it. Trenton Talley with 6. Gets it back to 8. 35-27 Lions with 5:15 left here in the quarter. Here's Hastert, top of the key, picks it up. Chest pass into Clark, corner for three, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound inside, couple bodies hit the floor, and we get a whistle and a tie-up between Reinecke and Levi Will, and the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Care Paravel as Ethan McNally and Ray Osterhaus will check in for the Panthers. 5:05 left here in the third, 35-27, Lions leading the Panthers by 8. They get it to Hastert inside. On the inbounds, he's getting bumped around and kicks it back. Here's Clark in the corner. Now drives, splits a couple defenders. Shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And Clark's going to shoot two. As they get the foul on Centralia's Ethan McNally, that's his second. And the first foul on either side here in the third quarter. Zachary Clark, 18 points per game. Leading scorer for this team, first opportunities at the line. He's 64% at the line on the year. As a team, they're 59%. And his first free throw over the front rim and connects. He's got seven. 36-27, Care Paravel. Chance to get it back to 10. He can knock in a second freebie. On the way, and good. So he's 2 for 2 at the line. He's heating up. He's got 8. 37-27. Panthers down by 10 with the ball. Here's McNally on the right wing. Going baseline, working on Hastert. Swings at left corner. Tanking for 3. Too strong. Hastert the rebound. Care Paravel wants to push. Inside. Clark. Shot is up. No good. Off the front rim. Rebound for McNally. And then he's fouled from behind. Missed opportunity there for Clark inside. Lions foul will be on Carter Bryan. That's his second, team first. 10-point Lions lead at 37-27. 4:35 left here in the third. Here's Colton Weir for Centralia. Across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Right side pass to Bowers on the wing. Guarded by Clark. Two leading scorers against one another. Now here's Weir in the right corner. Spins, goes baseline, ball fake, floater, good. Nice move there for Colton Weir, baseline right, but he's got 8. 37-29 Lions. Here's Hastert, top of the key, dives in, lets it be. Clark open for 3, short. Battle for the rebound, tips, and now it's Weir who wants to run out in transition. Takes it all the way, and the layup is good. Colton Weir, double figures with 10. The lead trimmed to 6. Timeout on the floor. Centralia crowd back in it. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Care Paravel 37, Centralia 31. 3:55 left here in the third quarter. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Balanced scoring for the Lions. They got 8 apiece from Clark and Hastert. 7 apiece from Ethan Eberhardt and Evan Will. Centralia has Colton Weir in double figures with 10. Presley Bowers has 7. And Trenton Sally has 6. 37-31 Lions just past the halfway point here in the third. Out of the timeout, Care Paravel with that lead with the ball. Petrilia setting up for some pressure here in the half court. Levi Will has it. Gets it off to Bryan. Dumps it to Hastert across midcourt. Dives in, kicks it right. Eberhardt for 3. Got it. Ethan Eberhardt from downtown. And now he's got 10. His 11th triple of the year. And the lead back to 9 at 40-31. Cali swings the pass inside to Bowers. Pass tipped in the air, coming back to him. And then it's taken away there by Trenton Sally, and he gets an easy bucket. Their correction, that was Ethan McNally. Trying to push the tempo as Carter Bryan gets it to Hastert inside. Spin, kick, Eberhardt again. Not this time, and a rebound for Colton Weir. And he nearly had it taken away. 7-point lead for the Lions. Here's Bowers, short corner right. To tanking, a deep right wing 3. Got it! Marshall tanking from downtown. He's got 5, and it's a 4-point game. 40-26, another 3 minutes to go in the third. Hastert left his feet. Shot is up and good. Typical shot for the big fella. And he's got 10, makes it 42-36. 2:35 left here in the third. Here's Bowers, right side, in between the corner and the wing. Works it back towards the top of the key on Hastert. Gets it to Weir at the free throw line. Ball fakes, drive. Shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Second foul committed by the Lions here in the third period. As they'll get Gossard with this one. Or wait, they're going to call an offensive foul. They call an offensive foul here on Colton Weir. Wow. Pass deflected inside as the Lions get it back. Is trying to be saved inside, and a whistle and another foul. And boy, I'm just a little confused. Not sure how they get Colton Weir with that offensive foul. Now we got the officials meeting near the 3-point line. We got 2:20 left here in the quarter. 42-36. Care Paravel by 6. Looks like they're going to have the ball underneath their own bucket. And the officials all officials together and huddled up discussing something. Now, taking a long enough time that both teams are kind of separating to their sidelines. Let's see what we get here by the officials. So they're going to call a foul on Ethan McNally. We see that. And then they're going to get McNally with a technical foul. So not sure what happened or what potentially Ethan McNally said. But McNally picks up a dead ball foul, technical foul. So he's got now four fouls, and Zachary Clark is going to shoot technical free throws. Boy, what a swing this is here late third. So after all that, it's the common foul on Ethan McNally, and then he's charged with a technical foul, which gives him four. Reese Tanking looks to be checking in up next. Probably going to take the spot of McNally with the four fouls. And Zachary Clark is going to shoot two, and then Care Paravel will have the ball. So this could be a monster swing. The Lions lead 42-36. 2:20 left here in the third as Clark steps up for his first. Taking his time, first one up, first one good. He's 3 for 3 at the line, now with 9 points tonight. All nine coming after the first quarter. 64% foul shooter, 43-36, trying to make it an 8-point game. And he does. He's perfect at the line still, and now into double figures with 10. 44-36, Care Paravel by 8, and now they get the ball back after the made free throws and the technical foul. So a bucket here would be a big swing in momentum here late in the third. So back to it, long pass in, high right it goes. Here's Carter Bryan up top to Levi Will. Back to Bryan, kicked it. Ethan Everhart was open, turned down a three. Now Clark in the corner. Baseline drive, kick, spins, and he's called for a travel. So a good stop there by the Centralia defense. Now needing a bucket, down 8. Late third, 44-36. The top seed, Lions of Care Paravel in front. Here's Reese Tanking, right side on the wing. Gets it to Weir in the corner. Dribbles out of the corner, now drives inside, kicks it left to Presley Bowers. A three, too strong, and a rebound being fought for underneath, and a whistle, and out of bounds, and last touch by the Lions. So Centralia is going to keep it underneath their own bucket, down to a minute 50 left here in the third. Evan Will, the sophomore, back into the game for the Lions. He'll take the spot of his older brother, Levi Will. Osterhaus to throw it in for Centralia. Left side of his own backboard. They set up Reese Tanking. Open in the corner for three, and it rims in there. Good shot for the sophomore, Reese Tanking. His first bucket tonight gets it to a 5-point game at 44-39. Under 1:40 left here in the quarter. Shot up inside is no good. Quickly sits around a few times. Offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Carter Bryan. Second chance opportunity, big there, and it gives the Lions a 7-point lead. 46-39 at under 90 seconds left here in the third. Marshall taking a right side pass. It goes to Weir. Spins through a defender. Wants to drive. Floater. Good. Off the window. Colton Weir with 12. Makes it 46-41 at 1:10 left here in the third quarter. Here's Hastert. Right side on the wing. Works it. Kicks it into the corner. Ethan Everhart. Up top to Hastert. Right side it goes to Carter Bryan. Steps in. Osterhaus bodies him up. Left his feet. Kicks it. Evan Will for three. No good. Battle for the rebound. Collected by Osterhaus. Trying to get away from some defenders and finally does. 45 seconds left here in the third. Centralia trailing 46-41. Marshall Tanking bouncing one to Weir. Gets to the free throw line. Spins. Now dives. Shot is up. Trickles off the rim. No good. And a rebound for Tia Farabell. And now a whistle, and they're going to get a jump ball between Will and Osterhaus. And the possession arrow will give it back to Centralia with 29 and a half seconds to go in the third. Simon Everhart's going to check in for his brother, Ethan Everhart. So a pair of brothers on this Care Paravel ball club. So Centralia can play for the final shot, 29 seconds and counting. The lead is 5 for Care Paravel at 46-41. Weir in the corner, ball fake, curling inside, now swings one to Presley Bowers, a 19-foot-2, too strong off the heel, whistle and a foul underneath. And they're going to get Osterhaus with this foul with 16 seconds to go. It's going to be team foul number 5. As Osterhaus picks up his third, and now Care Paravel an opportunity here for the 5-point lead and 16 seconds left here in the period. Reinicke back in for Presley Bowers. A big chance to get a stop here for Centralia. 14 seconds. Here's Clark, left side. They want Hastert. Short corner left. Down to 10 seconds. Kicks it right side. Evan Will thought about a three, and he travels with it. Correction, a double dribble regardless of the turnover. And now 6 seconds for Centralia. Down 5 at 46-41. Osterhaus to throw it in. We're going to get a quick sub in for Care Paravel as Ethan Everhart's going to check back in, replacing Evan Will. Clark's going to guard the inbound from Osterhaus. 6 seconds to go. They get it into tanking in the backcourt. 4 seconds across the timeline quickly. Stop and pop along two. Nearly banked in, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. So we got a 5-point game going into the fourth. The top seed Lions of Care Paravel leading the 4-seed Centralia Panthers 46-41 after three quarters. Back for the fourth in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter. Lions with the lead and a five-point lead with the ball. 46-41 over Centralia. Here's Simon Everhart. Drives, kicks it inside. A steal by Trenton Talley. Up the floor. Layup good. Reese tanking now with 5. And the lead is cut to 3. 46-43. 25 seconds into the fourth quarter. Winner moves on to the sub-state championship Saturday night. Centralia's crowd right back in it. And we get a whistle away from the ball underneath. And we're going to get a double foul away from the ball. So they get Reese tanking. And didn't see it. They get Hastert and Reese tanking on the double foul. Hastert inside off the inbounds. Good. Too easy there for Noah Hastert. He's got 12. 48-43. Care Paravel by 5. Early fourth. Trenton Talley between the rings out high. Bouncing it to Reinicke on the right wing. Holds it there. Guarded by Hastert. One dribble. Now looking for a baseline cut. Not there. Up top it goes to Weir. Crossing over, now spinning inside to the block. Shot is rejected by Hastert. But Talley gets it inside on the rebound, and Colton Weir finishes for 2. Big second chance bucket. 14 for Colton Weir, and the lead back to 3. 48-45. Here's Clark, spins inside, dumps it off to Everhart, kicks it right side. Ethan Everhart back in the right corner to his brother Simon. Back to his brother Ethan. Baseline drive, but a travel. Another turnover by Care Paravel. And Centralia gets it back, trailing by 3, 48-45 with 6:37 left to go. Boy, this one has been fun tonight. Centralia outscored Care Paravel 18-16 in the third quarter after being outscored 20-8 in the second. Three ball with Tyatt. They go inside to Weir. Turns. Little floater in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and a travel's going to be called on Reese Tanking. So Tanking got the rebound, fell to the floor, and they get him with a walk. Quick step back in. Ty Gotzer, the sophomore from Care Paravel. 6:24 left. 48-45. Lions by three. The top seed at 14-4. Centralia, the four seed, at 12-9. Hasters on the block. Turns. Fires. Shot too strong. Rebound is brought in by Trenton Talley. His fifth rebound of the ball game. Talley drives. Kicks it to Presley Bowers. Inside, Reese Tanking, easy two. Reese Tanking with seven. What a performance by him in the second half, and the lead is one. 48-47 in under 6 minutes to go. You can probably hear the Centralia crowd, and we get another whistle away from the ball. And they got Reese Tanking guarding Hastert inside. That is certainly a mismatch. As Reese Tanking picks up his second foul, and it's the seventh team foul. So Care Paravel is going to be in the bonus the rest of the way as Hastert is going to shoot a one and one. He's a 49% free throw shooter, and he buries the first with confidence. And now we get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. It's a four. We'll follow suit. 5:49 left to go in the game. Care Paravel leading Centralia 49-47. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated. So odds are, your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Hastert with a second free throw, and two big free throws by Noah Hastert. Gets in 14 points tonight, and the lead back to three for Care Paravel at 50-47. We got 5:40 left in the ballgame. Panthers have it. Talley high left. Now the Lions showing out with a zone defense. Now it's Weir and missed three from the left corner, and Clark the rebound for Care Paravel. He works it up the floor. They lead it 50-47. Here's Carter Bryant, top of the key. Wayside dribbles, now crossing over to his left. Gets to the elbow, falls, gets it over to the left corner to Ethan Everhart. High left, now back into the corner with Bryant. Hastert to Clark, high right. 5-10 and counting left in this game. 3-point Lions lead, 50-47. Here's Clark, gets around a ball screen. Still at the top, dancing around a couple defenders. Now Bryant's going to dive, little up down pass underneath, and the shot is up, partially blocked inside, battle for the rebound, Hastert had it, ripped away, but they're going to say it's out of bounds, last touch by Hastert, and Care Paravel turns it over. Ventrella gets it back down, 48-50-47, 4:50 left in the game. Can imagine what the crowd's going to do if Ventrella can land a triple on this possession. They are itching to explode. Here's Weir, high right, floats a pass inside to Bowers, good defense though, knocked out of bounds by Ty Gothard. And Panthers will throw it in underneath, 4:36 left. This will be Talley to throw it in. Sally bouncing it to Reese tanking. A long pass high left to Marshall tanking. Now Presley Bowers inside. Triple team. Shot is up. No good. Battle for the rebound, and the Lions have it. Here's Ethan Eberhardt bouncing at left corner. Long pass to Hatcher, top of the key. Now right corner, baseline drive. Eberhardt shot up, no good. Offensive rebound underneath, and a whistle and a travel is going to be called on Ty Gosser. So the Panthers get it back, still down three. We've been stuck on 50-47 for a hot minute. Coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth. Here's Marshall tanking. A 1-3-1 zone right now here for the Lions. You got Clark up top, and then Hatcher in the middle. And then there's a steal. Hatcher comes away with it. Lions trying to push, but Centralia, a good job with their transition defense to force the stop, and we're back here in the front court, 5-5. Lions slowing it down now. Carter Bryant has it high right, 3:45 and counting. 3-point game. Trip to the sub-state championship on the line. Here's Hastert at the elbow. Dive. Floater. Good. Noah Hastert with 16. And the lead is 5 at 52-47. Tanking trying to kick it into the corner. Knocked away and a steal. And slowing it down is Carter Bryan. So a big turnover. And now the Lions can take up some more time. Hastert on the cut. Nice little dump down pass. Knocked away and a whistle and a foul. And they're going to get a foul here on Noah Hastert. That's going to be his fourth. That is a big foul. It's just the 13th foul here in the second half. So they got multiple fouls to give. But the Panthers get it back with 3:15 left, down 5. 52-47. Here's Osterhaus, who checked back in. Long pass to Colton Weir. Right, the three is no good. That was literally halfway down and out. Now the Lions can slow it up here in the front court. Now under 3 minutes to go, up 5. Here's Clark pushing down, tanking, but no call. And now an offensive foul is going to be called. And tanking makes a charge on Zachary Clark. And Clark trying to block out the noise. That's his third foul. At 2:53 left, a 5-point game. Here's Marshall tanking. A right side pass to Osterhaus. They want Bowers inside. Short corner. Gets underneath, and the layup is good. Presley Bowers with 9. It's a 3-point game. It's 2:36 left in the ballgame. 52-49 Lions with it and the ball. You can hear this crowd. Hatcher, free throw line, kicks it left. Gosser thought about a three, turns it down, instead gets it back high left to Bryan. Down to 2:20. Gosser gets it back to Bryan, high left, gets by a defender inside, swings it left. Eberhardt for 2, no good. Rebound to Centralia. It's Trenton Sally up the floor looking for Weir, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to get a transition bucket, and Centralia turns it over. 2:06 left in the game, and we're going to get a full timeout. Lions with it when we come back. 2:06 left. Care Parabell 52, Centralia 49. Back in a moment here on the MSB Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and Ramp. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KNZA.
Let's set it up for you. 2:06 left. Centralia trailing Care Paravel 52-49. Out of the timeout, the Lions have it. What a game and what an atmosphere we have here at Frankfort with still another game to come. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line for Saturday night. Here's Clark, working on tanking. Gets to the elbow, kicks it up top to Gossard. Left side pass to Bryan. 1:47 and counting. Everhart hands it off to Clark. Left side drive, floater, good. Big time shot by Zachary Clark. He's got 12, the lead back to 5 with a minute 35 to go at 54-49. Osterhaus in the right corner. Now a sense of urgency here for the Panthers. Long pass into the corner with Presley Bowers. Let this be. Marshall tanking a big three. Not there. No good. And a rebound for Care Paravel. Carter Bryan has it. They get it up the floor to Everhart with a minute 10 to go. They slow it down. Here's Hasler. Top of the key. Everhart gets it. High left. It goes to Bryan. Now there's the whistle and there's the foul with 1:04 left. 1-1 opportunity here for Care Paravel and a 5-point lead. It's going to be Carter Bryan to shoot two. Or I should say 1-1, I beg your pardon. At 1:04 left, Lions leading by 5 at 54-49. Bryan, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and he makes the first free throw. He's got 7 in the ballgame. And the lead is 6, 55-49. 1:04 left. Second is good. 8 points for Carter Bryan, 56-49 with a minute to go. Panthers need a bucket here. Weir, a deep three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath. Care Paravel has it. They get it up the floor with Clark. We're down to 48 seconds. Knocked away and out of bounds. Touched by tanking. And no call yet by the official here. And it will be Centralia ball. So it was last touched by the Lions. Good defense there by tanking. 45 seconds to go. Centralia down 7 with the ball. Really need a bucket here. 56-49. Here's Trenton Talley. Drives. Kicks the rear right side. Left his feet into the corner with Talley. Baseline drive to tanking. A deep three. No good, but he's fouled. With 34 seconds to go, Marshall Tanking's going to shoot 3. And his team down 56-49. The foul is on Ethan Everhart. Or correction, they get Simon Everhart with his foul, his 3rd, team 5th. And Marshall tanking with 3 opportunities here at the line. And the first one, no good. Too strong. 56-49, Care Paravel with 34 seconds to go. Tanking will have 2 more. He gets this one. He's got 6, makes it 56-50. Reinicke and Osterhaus check back in for the Panthers. Banking's got 1 more, can get it to a 5-point game. In and out, no good. A rebound for Clark. And
you've seen the bumper
fouled.
You know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins. Or...
And Clark will walk the other way to shoot a 1-1. They get Reinicke with the foul. That's his 2nd, team 9th. 32.6 seconds remain. And Zachary Clark will shoot a 1-1. He's got 12 points tonight. All after the first quarter. His team leads by 6 with just under 33 seconds to go. So 1-1. The free throw. In and out, no good. And we get a whistle and a foul underneath. No, they're going to say a lane violation on Hasker. So it's not going to matter anyway. So the Panthers are going to get it back down 6 with 32.5 seconds to go. A whistle and a timeout. It's a 4. We'll step aside for a quick 30. A 6-point Care Paravel lead with 33 seconds to go. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll keep it right here. 32.6 seconds remain. Get you caught up here. The 4-seed Centralia Panthers trailing top seed Care Paravel, 56-50. Again, just under 33 seconds remaining. Panthers have it, needing a quick bucket. Care Paravel has one foul to give. The next Centralia foul will put the Panthers at the line for a double bonus. So again, Centralia, though, is going to have to work it up the full length of the floor. At 56-50, trailing by six. The time running thin at 32.6. Osterhaus is going to roll it in. Near midcourt, Tally picks it up. Dribbling hard right, kicks it to Weir. Deep three, short. Battle for the rebound. Reese Tanking has it, kicks it out. Here's Presley Bowers, turns, layup, good. And a timeout for Cole Aldifer with 2-2 left. 22 seconds on the clock. It's a four-point game. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 56-52. Care Paravel by four. They'll have the ball with 22 seconds to go. It's been a wild game tonight. Noah Hastert, the leading scorer for the Lions. He has 16 to go along with 10 rebounds. Zachary Clark also in double figures with 12, and then Ethan Everhart has 10. Colton Weir, the leading scorer for the Panthers, with 14. Presley Bowers has 11. Centralia led by 5 at the end of the first quarter, but Care Paravel with a 20-8 second quarter gave him a 7-point halftime lead. Centralia cut it to 5 going into the fourth quarter, and it's currently a 4-point Lions lead, but just 22 seconds remain. Going to be Carter Bryan to throw it in for Care Paravel. Going the full length of the floor. Full court pressure here by Centralia. And a foul prior to the inbound as they're going to get Marshall Tanking, which puts Zachary Clark on the line to shoot two. Second on Tanking. Again, team foul number 10, so Clark will shoot two. He's 4-for-5 at the line tonight with 12 points. His team leads by 4 with 22 seconds left. Big free throws here for the 6'4 senior. First free throw, short. That's a big miss. Ty Gossard checks in, replacing Simon Everhart. So Clark, another free throw here, can get it back to 5. But just 22 seconds remain. Clark's second. That one is no good, but he gets his own miss. Goes inside. Missed the layup. Running out of time. 15 seconds. Reese Tanking for 3. Short. Trying to get his own rebound. He does so. And then tips in the air. The ball's on the floor. Hastert has it. They get it up to 4. Layup good. 4 seconds to go. And that's going to do it as Care Paravel's going to win the game. The top seed Lions hold on, as they're going to win it 58-52 over Centralia. What a way to finish. And the Panther season will come to an end here in the sub-state semifinals. Our final score, Care Paravel 58, Centralia 52. We'll recap it when we come back, as our postgame is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasatha is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasatha.
Ask for Kasatha at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
The first ball game was certainly fantastic, but the top seed Lions of Care Paravel advanced to the sub-state championship as they knock off Centralia 58-52. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Panthers will end their season at 12-10, and the Lions with the win advance to 15-4. And we'll get the winner of Troy and Frankfurt, which is coming up here in just a little bit, but still a lot of bodies on the floor, clearing the crowds out to kind of switch the fan bases in. So we're going to have a little bit of extra time between these ball games here tonight. But again, our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we'll try to get you some updates from other scores in sub-state action tonight. We've had some good ones already going on right now, but again, for Centralia, their season comes to an end at 12-10 with a six-point loss here to Care Paravel. Let's wrap it up and go through some of the numbers here, and let's start with the Lions who get the win. They had three in double figures led by Noah Hastert. The 6'6 senior had 16 points and 10 rebounds. Zachary Clark and Ethan Everhart each chipping in with 12. They get 8 from Carter Bryan, 7 from Evan Will, and then 3 from Simon Everhart. Centralia had 2 in double figures. Colton Weir led the way, 14 points. Presley Bowers had 11. They got 7 apiece from Ethan McNally and Reese Tanking. They also got 6 apiece from Trenton Talley and Marshall Tanking, and then they got 1 point from Paxton Bowers. Care Paravel, 19 turnovers. Centralia had 18 turnovers. The Lions out-rebound the Panthers 28-27. Panthers hit 6 of 11 free throws, while the Lions hit 13 of 18. At the line. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. We're going to go with Noah Hastert, the 6'6 senior for Care Paravel. Again, a solid double-double tonight, just very consistent. All 4 quarters, 16 points and 10 rebounds. He hits both of his free throws that came in clutch in the fourth quarter. But hitting right about his season averages, came in at just under 16 points and 11 rebounds per game. He stays right about those numbers, 16 points and 10 rebounds tonight. He is our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap up our first broadcast here tonight. Again, as Care Paravel, now we'll get the winner of our nightcap, which will be Frankfurt and Troy. And Centralia's season comes to an end again at 12-10 with the sub-state semi-final loss. So we're going to go ahead and send it back to the studios. Kirk Kilman will take care of you here for about 15 minutes or so, and then we'll come back. And any indication should expect another great crowd and good atmosphere in what should be a great ball game between Frankfort and Troy. And we'll have it for you here in about 15 minutes or so here on 92.1. But until then, we'll send it back to the studio. We'll talk to you in just a little bit. Stay around because we got some more good basketball coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.